The gas export industry has come under increasing scrutiny for drilling on and offshore, prompting a Senate inquiry into a proposed tax on all gas exports. The Australia Institute yesterday released a report showing Japan, a nation which cannot produce its own gas, earns more tax revenue on Australian gas imports than we get from gas exports. Co-CEO Richard Dennis says the federal government is missing out on $350 million in tax revenue every week without a flat rate 25% gas export tax. Speaking to Community Radio 2XX in Canberra, Independent Senator David Pocock says there is a growing public support for increased taxation on the gas industry.
Well, I think this is something that has largely been settled in the minds of the Australian public. They are sick and tired of not getting a fair return for the sale of our gas, the export of our gas, and the vast majority of people now support a flat 25% gas export tax, a tax that cannot be gamed, as we've seen happen with the petroleum resource rent tax, which has really failed to deliver a return on offshore LNG exports, and at times corporate tax, which has really failed. You have a company like Santos that has exported tens of billions of dollars worth of gas and at the same time not paid tax for a decade. That is unacceptable, and Aussies want change. So I think the inquiry is going well. Predictably, hearing from the fossil fuel industry, you know, unfortunately, some politicians doing their bidding, that we couldn't possibly expect a fair return for Australians, and certainly now is not the time to do that.
Touching on that idea of in the middle of this conflict that we're seeing in the Middle East, we've seen in the submission from Shell that we need more stability and faster approvals, essentially, that this is not the time to do that. Do you think that the public shift in sentiment is enough to actually push the government to introduce it, despite what we're hearing from the likes of Shell?
Well, unfortunately, one of the things I've seen in the Senate, I've only been a senator for 4 years now, is that on too many issues, it's not actually a left versus right issue. There is broad agreement amongst Australians about issues that the major parties vote against. They often will side with vested interests. In this instance, these huge multinational gas companies that are just making the same arguments that were made when countries like Norway said to them, hey, you can come, you can extract, you can export this resource, but it actually belongs to Norwegians. And so you're going to pay us for it. Norway now have a $3 trillion and growing fund. You can go onto the Norwegian Sovereign Wealth Fund's website and see their income growing at a rapid pace. You only have to compare that to Australia, where we're the second biggest gas exporter in the world and we have $1 trillion of national debt. And we're constantly told come budget time, sorry, budget's tight. We simply can't afford to help older Australians more, or Australians who are struggling on a social security system that leaves people below the poverty line.
Another thing that we've seen that you've touched on already, BP saying that the settings are actually working as intended when we're talking about the existing taxes, the PRRT. What do you make of that idea that it's about to work or it is working at the moment? We're just not seeing that.
It's really fascinating that at the same time that you hear from industry saying, listen, we are huge contributors to Australia. We pay so much tax and you Aussies should just be really grateful that we're here. You have the ATO, Australian Taxation Tax Office, saying, gas exporters are, to quote, systemic non-payers of tax. Those two things cannot be true. Sure, the gas industry does pay some corporate tax. They pay things like payroll tax. In some of their calculations and submissions, they're actually including their employees' tax that they pay. Every big business is doing that in this country. This boils down to the argument over whether for the gas that is exported, Australians should get a fair deal. And actually, we've heard in this Senate inquiry a former BP executive say, yep, this is how they do it. They make all these arguments. BP did it back in 1999, 2000, when we were debating the petroleum resource rent tax, and they got a very sweet deal, and they're reaping the rewards. And so obviously they don't want any changes that eats into their profits. And I think, you know, in the context of what we're probably going to hear more of from the government, saying, listen, we actually agree now we should probably get a better return, just not now because of fuel insecurity and international trading relationships. Australians need to understand that a 25% tax on gas exports would be paid for by the gas companies. They would just have 25% less revenue. Japan will not pay an extra cent because this is an internationally traded commodity. The price isn't up to these companies, it's up to the international market. And so we're effectively just getting a return rather than jeopardizing gas that is going to Japan or South Korea or Malaysia.
One of the things we've seen that you've been a real leader in this space advocating for it, and in the process of that, I believe you've funded a billboard in the Treasurer Jim Chalmers' own electorate. Talk us through whether or not I've gotten that correct, but also what you're hoping to get out of that, what the response has been.
You're correct. We do have a billboard up right now in the Treasurer's electorate, and maybe a little bit unfair to have one there because I think he's probably a big supporter of a 25% gas export tax. As the Treasurer, you would be. You know, this is more revenue for your budget. It almost certainly would mean a budget surplus and you'd have money to actually fund the many competing priorities for government. But really what we've done is say to Australians, listen, you're seeing the ads from the gas industry. They are spending millions of dollars on newspaper ads, on social media ads. You know, here at Canberra Airport, where politicians and lobbyists and others land for parliamentary sitting weeks, it's plastered with gas advertising. They've got the funds to do this. What they don't have is the people. And so this is really a people-powered campaign to actually push back. And in the space of a week, I've had around $100,000 donated to actually get some billboards up, to run a social media campaign, actually reminding Australians that, hey, this isn't a radical idea. This is our gas. They can export it, they can make a profit, but they should pay us for it. And that is why I think the time for a 25% gas export tax has come. And you know, hopefully this campaign, which is really, you know, funded by everyday Australians. I think, you know, donations range from $5 to $2,500. Thousands of people have donated, saying like, we're going to fight back. We're actually going to win this battle with the gas industry.
Independent Senator David Pocock speaking with Noah Secombe.